We're three's us, there's three of us. We're weird as f**k and that's our deal. This could go anywhere, so buckle up and three's us, take the wheel.
You guys want to know how you can take, like, many years off your life and feel like you're young again?
Other than, like, take years off your life that way. I thought you meant take years off your life at, like, the end. I was going to say, like, smoking.
Wait, that's not how that phrase works then, huh?
Oh, I did not understand what you're saying until just now. Okay, yeah.
I guess take years off your life, like, exclusively means you're going to die sooner, and I did not mean it like that.
I was thinking, like, like, smoke cigarettes? Yeah, what
that's
do you mean?
Funny.
Yeah.
No, yeah. To feel young again, I recommend getting airsick on a plane and throwing up into a little baggie.
Do you have to do that this time around?
It's been like a really long time since I did that, but I thought I would take a stroll down memory lane and get airsick. It's something I used to do a lot as a kid. I'm making my recent travels sound really shitty, but they were actually awesome. Getting back. Me and Daniel are getting back from Dallas, where we flew to watch the total solar eclipse. And this is the first episode we're recording since returning. You may notice that I'm a little bit sick sounding, and that's because I am, dude. I'm sick as hell. I'm so fucking sick, dude.
It was a total eclipse of the heart. Yeah. It was cool because, like, the last episode that we released, it came out on the day of the eclipse. Which is nice and convenient. I remember we kind of mid-recording kind of realized that.
Yeah, totally. I specifically challenged Daniel to do, like, a before and after thing, because, like, we were like, Daniel's never seen it. Now Daniel has seen it.
I was losing your eclipse for virginity. you also said something that, like, just sounded so, like... Because I think, Daniel, you were like, how do I prepare to, like, receive it? Because, you know, I've never, whatever. And, like, it took us down a weird rabbit hole, I think. But, Daniel.
That's funny. I don't remember that.
Do you want to tell me, or us, I guess the listeners as well, about your experience? I guess you can tell Mason about it, too, but he was there. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll start with the experience of the eclipse, which was, like, insane. Mm-hmm. It's still hard to think of words to describe it.
It defies explanation.
Yeah, I feel like I've been able to kind of word up a description of how it made me feel.
Okay.
You know how when you're a kid and there was
up on an airplane? Yeah, totally.
Yeah, you throw up on an airplane and you're just like, I'll never feel like this again. No. And it's like Christmas morning or whatever holiday you absolutely love. And it's like everything's just magical. And bless you.
Thank you.
You know, either like you believe in Santa Claus or like, you know, you can't sleep the night before and everything's sparkly and shiny and wonderful. And then I feel you guys probably feel this way as well. But as we get older, it kind of goes away where it's like, it's just pretty cool. Christmas is cool. And you kind of get that joy from watching like your younger siblings or whatever experience it at their young age. Mm-hmm. But it's gone from you because that novelty is not there anymore, you know?
And you've been to war and you've seen real shit, you know?
Yeah. I feel like the eclipse is that feeling again, but despite being an adult and being like, not jaded, but like used to all those things, you know?
I think it like calls upon too base of an instinct in you to not feel wondrous and totally wrapped up in it, you know. I feel like the feeling it makes me feel is that as I'm staring at it, I feel like the UFO abductee where you're like something is drawing you in and like not letting you disengage, and it feels like you're getting sucked up into it emotionally, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's fucking dope.
So how long is the eclipse itself in duration?
Was 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes, right?
Yeah. Supposedly where we were was around 3.5 minutes. It felt like 10 seconds because it's so
really
like,
did.
It kind of like it kind of like blows you out. Blows you. No. Mm-hmm. It kind of like overwhelms you so extremely that you completely lose sense of time. So I think it was probably around 3.5 minutes, but to us we were just like, haha, what? And then it was over.
Gotcha. One thing that I saw that was kind of funny was, like, I saw a TikTok about how someone looked up the Google trends for, like, the search my eyes hurt. Yeah.
I saw that too.
And it's perfectly the search is perfectly aligned demographically with like where you can see the eclipse. And it's really funny because, like, some people were like, oh, nice, you know, it's a bunch of red states, at least. But very silly though. That's so cool though. I'm really glad because like when Mason told me also the absolute unit that was your team making its way out there, including
14 strong,
yeah 14 strong, all led by Mr. Norm Sperling. It sounds great. I do wish that I'd put like more time and thought and effort into considering going.
It's okay, man. Egypt 2027.
Yeah.
The next two are in Spain 2026 and Egypt 2027. Egypt one's going to be the longest totality of our lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Is there a world where like, I'm assuming like for the Spain one, is it just going to be, you're just going to be competing with like a shit ton of Europeans to like make room in, like in Spain?
You definitely are. That one's going to be tough too. Cause like, the only other places on Earth you can see it from are like East Greenland and the Arctic Circle.
Jesus, yeah.
So like everyone's going to be like, I think I'm going to go to Spain then.
Yeah.
So like the whole world is going to converge on Spain, which is why we should hit Eastern Greenland, I guess.
Yeah.
I think we should rein it back a little bit. Welcome to Threesus. Yeah. I'm Fake Daniel.
Oh my Lord, Fake Daniel. I completely forgot about how to normally introduce this podcast.
Yeah, so I also was like, I didn't want to interrupt Daniel, but we have a shout out. This is from a new person on Instagram.
What's that, new person?
Yeah. This is from Oliver Mason.
Hi, Mason. Oliver me.
Yeah, Oliver me.
All over me.
Oh, okay. So this was in reference to, this is a bit of a late DM that I'm reading, but this was on March 31st, which was, in fact, Easter. Another big thing that happens, I guess, in this world to some people. they say that I assume all three of you are coming out of the cave today after everyone thought you were dead.
Honestly, I feel like I've been in a cave at least for like, you know when you see like a hibernating bear come out and they look and sound like shit and they're just like, oh my god, I'm so groggy.
Yeah,
I feel that way today.
They sound like garbage. They're just like,
so
voice sounds unappealing.
Right. I guess we probably missed a and by we I probably mean me missed a like doing anything at all for the podcast for Easter and just being like, we are risen. We have risen.
I forgot to rise.
Yeah. So yeah, thank you, Oliver Mason, for DMing us on Instagram. You can be just like Oliver Mason and do that. You can do, you guys know all the different ways you can get in contact with us.
That's true.
But yeah, do you guys have any other like final thoughts, I guess, with regard to the eclipse itself?
Daniel had a story.
I
gotta tell you the run up to the eclipse because it was absolutely insane and like one of the worst experiences of my life.
Oh wow.
At a certain point, I was just amazed at the string of bad luck that I was getting. So I just wrote down all the things that happened to me.
Okay.
Really fun. Okay. So first things first, touchdown airport. We go to a barbecue place, right? So I'm like, dope. Take an Uber there. We eat barbecue. Awesome. All right.
Time
to go to my Airbnb. Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Well, actually not ever, but, I was like, Airbnb, cool. Plan another Uber for the Airbnb, realize that I don't have my AirPods anymore and that they fell out of my pocket at the other Uber. And so I'm out being like, oh, I'm trying to contact him. Like, dude, like, do you have my AirPods? And he's like, oh yeah. Like I have your AirPods. During this whole thing, the Uber that I had ordered arrived. And I'm like, well, shoot, I can't just leave. So I have to cancel it. Cancellation fee. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
I have to wait. I have to stand at the restaurant for like an hour to get him to come back. And then, after I go to the Airbnb, oh, like, surely nothing else bad will happen, right? Nope, wrong. Well, I guess this is probably my fault because I went for the cheapest Airbnb that I could find.
Okay.
But still, like, it should not have been that
bad. It shouldn't be. Like, just because you didn't pay a lot doesn't mean they get to do any of the things you're about to mention.
Yeah.
So, show up. The lockbox is already open and there's no key in the lockbox.
Oh,
so
hell
I'm
yeah.
Like, dope. Love that. At least the door was open, open the door, just get hit with just weed smell and really, really cold air. I'm like, okay, well, you know, AC's working. That's good, right?
Marijuana fridge.
Yeah, marijuana fridge. I look at the AC unit and it just has like wires and circuit boards hanging off of it. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, what? So I try to turn it off because it's kind of cold, but nothing works. And there's like no buttons on the unit itself.
Oh, that's so horror movie-esque.
Yeah, the AC is just running 24/7 in this tiny, by the way, I don't know if I mentioned this earlier, but it was like a container unit,
mm-hmm. like a storage container Airbnb.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Very very small.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of felt like a jail cell.
Mm. It's like it's like a cell. Yeah, big enough for your bed, and you sleep in a toilet. Am I getting this right? Am I getting all the details right? Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, obviously, as soon as I checked in, I reached out to the host being like, hey, can I have a key, please?
Yeah.
And then looked around, realized there was no hand soap.
Oh.
Like, why? You know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to have poopy hands forever while I'm here? Like, yeah. That's BS.
Yeah.
There's no trash can. Also, why? And the blanket was so small that I could either cover my legs or my torso.
Oh my lord.
But not both. And like, this is while the AC's blasting like the entire time.
Without the ability to turn it off. Yeah.
Yeah. I was miserable, bro. Mm. And then, like an hour later, the person was like, yeah, I'll figure it out. And then an hour after that, I said, hey, any updates? 2 more hours. Hello? Wow. And she's never responded again.
Oh, my God. Man. That's so egregious.
I mean, the way you described the beginning of it is literally like how the movie Barbarian starts. It's a woman shows up to an Airbnb. There's no key in it. There's a person inside the Airbnb, which is different, I guess. But
yeah.
And then it is like an actual horror movie premise. But that's crazy.
That's funny because the next day, someone is trying to get into the Airbnb. As soon as I walk out, there's a guy that's like, hey, man, don't close the door. Let me in. I'm almost like, no.
No.
My girlfriend's in there, you know, like she has all the info and like the keys and stuff. And I was like, I can't just do that, bro. And I got to do that conversation and situation, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I ordered a Lyft because I was like, oh, you know, Lyft is a little bit cheaper. Mm-hmm. The guy somehow picked me up and took me to my destination at an average of 60 miles an hour without ever actually picking me up, which was crazy.
Wow, that's so cool. Like, he's like a magician.
Really? I was like, hey, man, who'd you pick up? Because it wasn't me. And he just responded, sounds good.
What?
Oh, my God.
Really funny.
So he just misreported picking you up on purpose, probably.
I think it has to be some kind of like hacking thing because there's no way he drove his car like 60 miles an hour on average.
Yeah, on like roads, on like non-freeway roads.
Yeah.
And like that means he didn't have to stop, or if he stopped, then when he was going like 80 miles an hour.
Okay, maybe he was evading the police,
So some kind of like Lyft scam.
Mm.
Right, yeah, exactly. Weird. And so I reached out possible. To Lyft and I was like, hey, this person said that he gave me a ride, but I'm still here. And Lyft is like, no, you got your ride, so we're not going to give your money back.
We have we have GPS data proving you didn't get your ride, but we're going to say you got your ride anyway.
Yeah. And so I had to go through the credit card company and file like a dispute thing, which is great. And then that was most of my bad luck stuff. Although at dinner that night, as we were like getting our waters and stuff, I was about to take a drink of water, and there's a huge chunk of glass just missing out of my water cup. Yeah,
creating a sharp, jagged edge on the glass.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was like, dope. It continues.
Man, I feel really bad about pantsing the shit out of you later. I didn't know any of that stuff was like piling on, you know?
Yeah.
That's okay. You know, at that point, compared to all the other things, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
Yeah, and then, of course, like the server forgot my drink, and I had to ask them multiple times to get my drink. And then the cherry on top was when I was going through security to get to my flight home, I was, even though I have TSA pre-check, I mean, and I guess like that shouldn't exclude me, but I was still like randomly selected to go through extra security things. Mm. And I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah. So they pantsed you too?
Yeah, they pantsed me.
My lord. In front
of everybody.
Yeah. Wow. Damn.
Yeah. That was my eclipse luck. And despite all of that, it was so worth it.
Good.
The thing I was going to say is like, I don't know whether this is bad luck or good luck, but I'm going to call it good luck, which is that like for almost everyone in the entire country who was trying to see the eclipse, everyone was getting pretty horrific weather luck. Like almost the entire band of where you could see the eclipse was clouded out day of. Not like the sun was under clouds necessarily, but like the way cloud cover works is just like what percentage of your sky is covered in clouds. And like if the portion of that sky is where the sun is, then you just lose.
Yeah.
And like we desperately were trying to outrun the terrible cloud luck by fleeing all the way into the heart of Arkansas. And once we got there, we got pretty good luck and we got to see a clear sky eclipse, which is kind of what it's all about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Daniel, I didn't even know half that shit happened to you. I only heard like the most, like I only heard a couple plot points from that story. I can't believe all that shit happened because it wasn't even a long trip. It was like 2 days where this could have happened, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Well, it reminds me of the John Mulaney bit where he's like dealing with Delta Airlines. You know one? Where he's like, he's like, can I go on my plane now? And they're like, no, we actually framed you for murder. It's like very similar to Daniel's experience with Airbnb or Lyft.
Yeah.
But like you were saying, Mason, like, I mean, I don't know. Well, you didn't say this, but I feel like I absorbed all the bad luck for that trip because everything went right. I feel like, I mean, and even the things that went wrong, like somehow were a good thing at the end of it all.
It was fucking sick. It was an, it was a real proper adventure. And I'm really glad, Daniel, that you were there for it. I'm sorry that Lady Luck was just absolutely yamming on you. Just dick slapping the hell out of you. But, we got there.
We did.
You guys did get there. I felt like, so obviously I wasn't there, and in hopes of contributing to this episode in the slightest in comparison to you guys.
You're coming with us to the next one, Danny.
Yeah, dude, let's go to freaking Spain or Egypt.
Spain and Egypt.
Yeah, fuck it. So basically, I just had the, I had this idea. This was just, it's a very simple little thing just to close out the episode. A few episodes ago, we had done, I had done the baby bracket of like RNG, you know, like, or not RNG, sorry.
And I did, venison one, right?
Yes, venison, I believe, was the, mostly, I think, spearheaded by Mason, I'm sure.
Venison's a great name to give someone if you don't know the word.
Yeah, that's true. Because also, like, I think, Daniel, you were saying that if we inserted it, you would have pushed bank all the way to the finals.
Easy.
Yeah. So one thing that I remember mentioning at the end of that was like, oh, it'd be kind of fun if I just did the same thing, but instead of like ones that I found on TikTok, I just used a random word generator until I found enough.
Are we doing that this time?
So yeah, it's not as much of like a competition. I just want to see what you guys think of these
as names.
Yeah, and I also I thought this was crazy. I wrote all these down because these beginning ones were all of a very similar theme, because it's supposed to be completely random, these words. But we had a very consistent theme, which you'll see through the first like five or six of these. The first one is the word rebellion.
Okay.
Rebellion's a good name. That's a good name.
Well, because there's already like Rebel Wilson. Yeah, Rebel Wilson's already a name, I guess. But like,
and then the broader noun, Rebellion.
Yeah.
Or Leon.
Ooh, Leon. Yeah.
You call them Leon, and you find out that that's short for Rebellion.
Rebellion. Yeah. I just had the thought of like, is Leon short for anything? But I don't think so, right? I think Leon's just a full name.
I think so. Yeah.
It's
for Rebellion, dude.
Yeah. Leonthony. Okay, so the next one was the word stab. It's just stab. Literally, the next time I clicked, like, show me a new word, it went from rebellion to stab.
Stab is very funny. Mm-hmm. Stab's a hilarious name.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Stab. This is my daughter's stab.
Yeah. Stabriella.
Stabby.
Stabby, yeah.
So are we like, is the competition what's like a better sounding baby name?
I mean, I didn't really think of like a format for this. It's not March Madness style. I think
just commenting.
Yeah, tell me, give me comments, and then also at the end, just tell me which one is your favorite.
Stab's great.
Stab's really pretty like good.
Stab. Both Rebellion and Stab.
And then we have, I didn't even know this is the word, Executrix. Which I don't know if that's
I've never heard that word.
It might be like, I don't know. It sounds like a combination of
kinky.
like executor and dominatrix.
Dominatrix.
Yeah. I was wondering if it was like, the person who does the executing, but it's like,
but they're in like fishnets.
Yeah.
Like leather.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So executrix, just, I don't know what that was, but I wrote it down. And then suppress.
Suppress
is a funny sad name.
Yeah. It doesn't even sound good. It's not even like, no. It doesn't follow any, like, the closest name is like, you got like Jess, right? Like, yeah. You know, like an ESS name, but like, yeah, Suppress. Yeah.
No, Suppress doesn't work for me.
Unfortunately.
Also, I want to say for, what is it? Executrix,
yeah.
Or Executrix. Yeah. That just sounds like a Pokemon.
Oh, it does. Yeah.
So far we have. I see what theme you're talking about, Danny. We have Rebellion, Stab, Execution, or Executrix, and then
Suppress.
Suppress. It's a very violent start.
Get this, Mason. Right after Suppress, I got Murder.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was like, wow. Rebellion, Stab, Executrix, Suppress, and Murder.
Murder. Murder is a tough sell as a name.
Yeah. Murder doesn't really. Yeah. Murdy. Yeah. Murray. I like that. This one, the next one, I just thought was funny because this is probably not a good name. Equinox.
Oh.
That's the name of a Chevrolet SUV.
Yeah. It's also the name of a gym, like gym chain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The all-new 2024.
Yeah.
Equinox sounds like one of those names that a celebrity would give their child, you know?
Yeah. It's just, what would you shorten it to? Because it can't just be Equinox.
Nox.
Yeah,
Noxy.
Noxy. Equus.
Nox is a last name for some people, and I kind of like the idea of Nox being a first name. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. What about, that was fun. The next word I had was Player.
Player one or like
is just not a name.
Come here, player.
Yeah, but like, you know, the there's like a last name of a famous golfer named Gary Player.
Player.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But it's like it evokes video game character screens too hard.
It's new player. Oh. Like anytime you go into a character creation, player. It'll be your first name new, last name player. Yeah.
By the way, I think for Equinox, I think EQ would be like a cool nickname.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, they have to be a sound engineer.
So I'm going to name my child Equinox now.
Yeah, Equinox Sperling. Yeah. So player, and then we have parade.
Parade.
I could see working.
Yeah, Rady. I don't know.
Yeah. Perry.
Oh, Perry. Yeah. That's good for parade.
Aid.
Yeah. I'm good with nicknames.
Aid. Yeah. The next one was Heaven. I'm sure there's been somebody.
Gotta be a name.
Yeah, someone's probably
Heaven's
like
got to be a name.
Definitely, some Christian people have definitely named their kids Heaven before.
Heavy?
Yeah,
Sperling.
Heavy. Yeah, yeah. I did have a. I remember there was a guy on my baseball team named Justice, and I think his siblings' names were like Liberty and like Integrity or something. Yeah.
Oh yikes!
Yeah, it was like Justice, Liberty, and some other like ethereal.
Boners.
Yeah, boners.
What?
Justice, Liberty, and Boners. Yeah.
I just wanted the third son to be missing out.
Yeah.
For a second, I thought you said voters. And I was like, oh, that was a little closer. Yeah.
Honestly, that joke seemed to maybe I came up with that with sick brain. So we'll see if that joke makes the cut.
That's okay.
Just know that I'm half asleep as I deliver it.
Yes. What about I like this one. Tune.
Like cartoon? Tune.
No,
tune?
Like T-U-N-E. Like,
musical tune.
Yeah. I think tune's kind of nice.
Yeah. It's better than murder.
Better than Executrix, yeah.
I don't know. I like the first like group of names better because it just inspires
rebellion.
You know?
I think
like,
stab
doesn't really
still
do anything
in the lead
for
me.
Stab, Stabitha. Ooh, yeah, Stabitha. Okay, so after Toon, we have Bed. It's just Bed. Yeah. I mean, it's Ben,
like
but with
that
the
one
D.
A lot.
Yeah.
That's a tough sell.
Benjamin. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Stab edges out Bed, but Bed is really good.
Okay, good. You're good. Okay, so hear me out. Instead of Bed, what about Seat?
Seat? No, man.
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
no.
Does not do it for me.
Okay. Yeah. Seat. Stab's still the best. Yeah.
I don't even know what you'd call Seat. Like besides seat.
CD. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing with one syllable names. There's not really a need
like,
for a.
It's like
a,
Pete
a,
and Peter, Cedar.
Yeah, Cedar. Yeah. I guess
Cedar sounds horrible.
In your mind, in your guys' head, I guess when I go through these, let me know which one you think would be your like your personal favorite, but then also one if it's different of like what you'd actually have to like choose to name your kid out of all of these.
Yeah, sure.
Because I'm sure Stab is probably not on the top of that list, but it could be.
It's my favorite though.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. What about Deficit?
Deficit is fun.
I could
fuck with Deficit.
Kind of gives me like Felicity vibes or like
It's more functional than the other ones are.
You can say like Deffy.
Yeah, Defy.
Yeah.
Defecate.
Defecate.
Dude, I'm doing a mad Defy right now.
Hey, what's Kate short for?
Defecate. Defecate.
What?
Yeah. What about, okay, what about just name?
Name?
Yeah,
wait,
name.
Actually name?
Yeah, name was one of the words I got, name.
Yeah, really well, funny. You have player and name now.
Yeah, yeah.
The first and last name, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
What about bald?
Bald.
You know, bald? I can see bald.
Yeah.
Like if
Baldo,
if we remove Baldo, the definition from the word, like I can see bald.
Yeah.
Bears Baldo.
Where's Baldo? Beginning.
Too long.
Way too long. Yeah. Well, so is Executrix. It's even longer.
Yeah. Well, I didn't like that name either.
That's true. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Okay. Last two are, one is slot.
Oh,
I like S-L-O-T.
I don't know.
No, S-L-O-T. O-T.
Yeah, I think it's funny.
Just slot. Yo, what's up, slotty? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. No, it's too easy to make fun of that name, I guess.
Sloth you.
Yeah. And then the sloth you. I like that. Okay. And then the last one's just price.
Price? Like P-R-I-C-E?
Yeah.
Price is already like a pretty common. I would actually not be surprised if someone's first name was Price.
Yeah.
Really?
Out there.
Yeah. You know,
Bryce.
Right.
Yeah, Price. Yeah.
Price Park. Okay. That'd be fun. Yeah.
Price Park.
Stab Park.
That is a strong name.
Yeah.
Thank
very
you for sharing
list.
That list, but yeah. I still think I'm going with Stab.
Yeah. I know. I think
I also love Stab Park as like a geotag.
Yeah.
Go to Stab Park.
Yeah.
Do not go there.
Yeah. I mean, Stab Sperling, Stab Padilla.
Yeah, Stab's my favorite. If I had to do like a backup that actually had some practical use, I think I'd get away with naming someone Price.
Yeah.
Price
would
be cool.
What
was the first one again?
Rebellion. Yeah. So we had to go through them. It's Rebellion, Stab, Executrix, Suppress, Murder, Equinox, Player, Parade, Heaven, Tune, Bed and Seat.
Yeah, for me, it's either Stab or Bed.
Yeah. Deficit, Name, Bald, Beginning, Slot, and Price.
Bed Park.
Yeah, Bed Park.
I think if I had to choose an out there one, I'd go with Equinox and call them like EQ or Nox.
Nox, yeah. No, I like
or
that.
Or
like
all new 2024 Chevy.
Yeah. I was gonna say you do a lot with Daniel's. Daniel's last name's pretty versatile, so you could do like Seat Park, Bed Park, Stab
Park.
Park
sounds kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, Equinox Park. Yeah, actually,
that sounds really cool.
What about? Hey, hear me out. Bald Park.
Bald Park does not sound cool.
Price Park, Rebellion Park.
Stab Park is still my favorite.
Yeah, Stab Park. All right, we're going with Stab Park as the best combination of one of our
Stab
last names.
Stab Park wins our informal tournament of names this round.
Yeah. And with that is the Threesis podcast. I'm glad that I contributed in a way that felt meaningful.
I'm glad I could remind our viewers that even if I'm sick, even if we're sick, the show must go on and Threesis must come out every Monday.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. All right. And Daniel, is there something you'd like to say?
I love you and there's nothing you can do about it. Bye.
Stab so long. Stab Park.
So long.